I'd like to be under the sea, in an octopus's garden, in the shade.
We're going to go to Dan's backyard, start off this segment, help him pick out a good shade tree. We were just talking about all the things we talked about planting. He said, we got to talk about trees and shrubs because it's a great time to plant.
Best time of the year.
That's exactly what Dan's working on. Tell us about your landscape, Dan.
Hi, guys. Am I on?
Yes, sir.
Well, shade tree, either some variety of mesquite, or I really, really want a red push pastiche, mm-hmm. if that's how you pronounce it. And I was going to buy the largest one you could possibly get. I have the room to grow it. It's just I want the one that's going to grow the fastest because I have a west-facing house, and I want it to grow as fast as possible.
Well, red push, and it's pistache typically. Okay. They're not the fastest grower in the world.
Okay.
But it is one heck of a tree.
You know, I have a guy down the street that has one, and it's huge, and it's just gorgeous.
Mm-hmm. I mean, they're not as slow as a lot of people want to make them out to be necessarily, but a lot of times our better, stronger, more durable trees are a little slower growing. A lot of times the reason that Palo Verdes and mesquites break and blow over and have the problems they have is they grow too fast, or we stimulate them to grow too fast. We water them too much. We push them. So I'd still not talk you out of a pistache. Maybe you want to start a little bigger than you would with some other type of tree. But it's a heck of a tree. Live oak, same way. Not terribly slow, not the fastest. Great, sturdy tree. I love them. Chinese elm. Those are probably my three favorites right there. Chinese elm, red push pistache, and live oaks.
And the live oaks evergreen, the red push is deciduous.
The elm is semi-deciduous as well. Yes.
So it's just a matter then at that point of deciding, do you want winter shade as well, or do you want that to open up for a little warmth in the
correct. The
cooler, I won't say cold in Arizona.
Yeah, never know, but yeah.
The cooler months.
Right.
As we're talking through planting those trees, how do you get started on trees and shrubs?
Well, right now the reason this is such a great time to plant is that the soil is still relatively warm, and the air is cooling, and the days are getting shorter. So you can plant a plant, and the roots are going to continue to grow because it's almost like an incubator. The soil's warm, but you won't get a lot of stress on the foliage because it's not hot. They're not transpiring so much. So you get this condition where the plant is rooting and establishing itself without putting on a lot of growth, a lot of new foliage, a lot of thing. It's cooler. You're not having to water them as much. It's just a lot easier to transplant instead of it when it's 100 degrees out and you're having to water them twice a day, every day, and you miss one and the plant wilts and stresses and gets some sunburn on it and kind of goes backwards a little bit on you. This time of year you won't. And then what will happen is, as it continues to cool, the plant will even slow down or stop rooting. The soil will be cool enough. And it'll look like the plant's just sitting there all winter. And come spring, instead of us trying to plant a new plant then, we've got a plant that's already rooted and established, at least underground. And the new growth just explodes. So it's virtually like gaining a whole year by planting 3 or 4 months ahead of time.
When we're digging that hole, how far past the... Dan was talking about the biggest one he can.
Well, I don't know if he realizes how big he can actually buy one if he wants to, but, that's fine. So wider is better, and wider, I don't know that you could go too wide. You certainly want to go wide enough that you can get the container in the ground and then get the container off. If the hole's too tight, you're not going to be able to get the box off or the container that it's in. But you certainly don't want to go any deeper and maybe not even quite as deep. It's better for the plant to be a little shallower so that you have kind of a crown, so to speak. And certainly what we call the root flare, or where the trunk comes down and then there should be a little bit of a flare out where it meets the soil. That needs to be your finished grade. Okay, so that needs to stay up at least finished or a little higher. I like it to be a little higher because invariably soil settles or sinks a little bit, then it doesn't, you know, soil around it doesn't cave in on it.
And that gives you a good area to put a couple inches of mulch.
Then you can mulch. Yes, if you get it a little higher, then you can mulch around it, which I think is critical, especially during the summer months. Don't put the landscape rock right up against the trunk of the tree. Hold it back. Put some bark mulch, shredded bark, something organic around it. Shameless plug, but Hickman's compost around it. Something to help cool the roots, hold moisture. It'll control weeds. I think John Eisenhower was talking about mulching and composting last week on the show, and it does exactly all of that. So controls weeds, stabilizes the moisture, evens the moisture out, and reduces the stress that you have sometimes in the summer with the plant getting overheated or transpiring and losing too much moisture too quickly.
And you're talking about this is the time to save water. It takes a lot less water to get it established.
That's right.
Or if you planted it in the spring and it's going into the heat season, you're going to need all this additional water.
You're
not
watering
only to
relentlessly.
Establish
That's correct.
It, but help it survive.
That's correct.
A better established tree isn't going to require as much water to keep it living through the summer as something you just planted going into that. Not to say we can't do it, not to say it doesn't happen. And there's people and professionals, you know, landscape crews, construction, building.
They have to plant when they have to plant, you know. But if you have your choice and you're a homeowner and you're thinking about planting some stuff coming up and you can do it, the next couple months are the best.
They are the best, and it's a beautiful time to be out there anyway.
Absolutely.
This is what brings us to Arizona.
I would certainly rather be digging holes from now through February as opposed to March, April, May, and June when you're just sweating like a dog out there trying to get holes dug. So, you know, I always tell people if it's comfortable for you, the plants are going to love it.
Very true. And you're a big proponent of starting with a smaller tree as opposed to trying to put in a ginormous one.
Well, if you can afford it, heck yeah, do it. But, push comes to shove, especially if budget. Things grow a lot faster once you get them in the ground than they grow in the nursery in those containers. So sometimes it's, kind of false economy to think you got to start with something really big.